What's going on, people? People Forget That podcast, episode 27, with myself, Ryan, and as always, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, man? What is going on? How's life?
Man, you know, it's Father's Day today, so I just came home from my parents.
Shout out to all the fathers.
Shout out to the dads. I just saw Mike Romeo. A little shout out to him and his brother, JT.
Nice.
So talk to them, and you know, it's gorgeous out. It's fucking hot though, and what I'm noticing is that my garbage is smelling a little bit more because of the heat.
Okay.
So it's like I'm like, what is that smell? Like, what is in? This smell is not. It's just like it's new. And then I just realized now I'm like my apartment's like, let's say like 70, I come back, my apartment's like 78 degrees. I don't have like the AC on. And it's like, I just smell something. And I just like open my cupboard, like where my garbage is. I'm like, there it is. It's like something about like banana. It's like nothing bad. Like I'm trying to like keep it clean. Like I have to like have a garbage for my garbage. It's like, I can't put like old chicken in there or like something that will smell. Because okay. I'm one person, so I don't like go through a ton of garbage or fill up a whole fucking bag. So I have to be like, I have to throw out like the immediate garbage, like raw chicken and
basically meat. Veggies.
Yeah, basically the meat and I guess bananas. I think bananas were what's smelling.
Bananas, what's great about bananas is that they go bad in like 20 minutes. So 20 that's minutes. Always fun. But there's got to be some, this is probably one of the weirder things, but I guarantee you there's something on Amazon like, garbage shit that you put in your garbage to like make it smell better. I guarantee there has to be, but or just air fresheners. Like you could put an air freshener in your garbage. I don't know. Just
it wouldn't. It wouldn't be strong enough. It wouldn't be strong
Get
enough.
Get some Febreze.
They have the scented garbage bags.
Oh, okay. You know, all right.
Those smell terrible though. Like the scent.
I'm not on board with that. Like, what do they probably smell like? Fruit Loops or something? Like, they have different flavors? Like,
that would be great.
I don't need that.
Fruit Loops.
Well,
if they had a Fruit Loops one, because like the one is just like it seems like it kills the smell, and it's like 90% killing the smell and 10%
like 10% like kind of smell it. It's like a combination then.
Yeah, but it doesn't really work. It kind of just like smells bad, but in a cleaner, different way.
Okay.
So. I mean, so I guess that's on. Somewhat better, but like,
garbage talk, garbage talk, garbage talk. New segment.
Yeah.
Megan
Fox and MGK are dating. Did you see that?
I did happen to see that.
Yeah. So MGK is just like running through bodies. We're talking like the top of the cream of the crop, the top of the top. Summer Rae, however you say her name, Megan Fox, and someone else. There was one where he just like he was just building like a super team with these chicks. I'm just gonna type in MGK chicks. Dating history, because there's a third one. Let's see. Summer Rae, I said that. Demi Lovato. Oh, Chantel Jeffries. Halsey. You know that chick, the singer chick?
The like pop musician, yeah.
Yeah. Amber Rose. Yeah, I guess that's it. Oh, wait. And who is this? I don't know who these people are. Oh, wait, who is this one? Noah Cyrus? I don't know if that's a girl or a boy. This doesn't look that good. But yeah, no, MGK, shout out to him. I don't know if he's making any music. But, I mean, he's living the good life. He's just, you know, the chicks are just getting hotter and hotter. So shout out to him. You know what's actually what I've been listening to? So the gyms open back up where I live. Okay. So So obviously I'm listening to more music now. I mean, it's only been 2 days, but you know how it is. Like, I listen to the most music when I'm driving or in the gym. So I don't really know what to play because no one really has dropped like that much music. But I keep going back to A Boogie's album, his most recent one.
Okay.
And he has some fire shit on there. And one of them, Streets Don't Love You, is not a gym song, first of all. But it's basically about this, you know, I don't know, trapper, whatever you want to call him, who, like, the feds are watching him. Then they go try to – this is a little bit confusing, but basically this is what I can summarize, is that, like, the feds were going to try to kill him. So then they said they were, like, looking, going towards – they found where he lives, where he lived, and they knew that, like, he lived with his mom. But they said, like, they didn't care anymore. Kenny didn't care anyway, so they were just going to shoot it up just so they could kill him. So then basically he's just describing the story how he's just hearing gunshots. And then he said he didn't have time to think. So he just started shooting too. And then when the door like opened up, like he saw that he killed his mom himself.
Okay.
That's pretty intense. And then he ended up killing himself. He took his own life. And that reminds me of Immortal Techniques, Dance with the Devil.
That's what I was going to say. It's sort of just like a random plot twist type of narrative song.
I mean, obviously, A Boogie goes in like, you know, good detail to like, you know, form the narrative and create the story through his lyrics. And it's like really, it's pretty chilling, honestly. Definitely underrated. I haven't really heard much noise about it, but it's really good. And, I watched Dance with the Devil, Immortal Technique, and man, that shit is dark. That's gotta be the darkest song of all time. Have you heard that?
Was like a classic song for like, you know, when we're in like seventh grade or whatever, everyone's like, you gotta listen to this song. It's so messed up, man. It's like, and I can't remember. I remember the general story. I mean, it's just a weird song. I was like, what is the point of this song? Like, it's just like, it's barely even music. Like, he's like rapping, but I'm like, the odds that that was a true story are probably 0%. And it's just weird. I'm like, what's my takeaway supposed to be from this song? It's like the Eminem song.
You were doing that when you were like 13 years old. What's the takeaway from this song?
Well, I was like,
analyzing like that.
I was like, what's the point of this song? Why am I? So it's just like shock value. It's just like just saying something ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I'm not.
It worked.
It worked. It's the only song I know from him. So hopefully it worked out for him in terms of money. Hopefully he made a lot of money from the song, because I'm not. He Immortal Technique is sort of like the rappy lyrical miracle type of guy. So I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't need all your great lyrics, man. What was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. Had to do with something like this.
Did you see the music video for it's like the
No, I definitely never watched the music video for sure.
It's not like an official music video, it's like a cartoon video.
Oh, that I did think, see it.
Then I think someone like a fan made, and it's like that shit is it really paints the picture really well in a good and a bad way. However you wanna, you know, see it. But yeah, I watched that again. I'm like, shit, this shit it's dark. But yeah, A Boogie's album, I recommend.
Okay.
In transition.
Recommendation.
Because Future's album, it just doesn't have the replay value. Drake's, I think I overplayed it, but I've been going back to it. And, you know, Time Flies still hits. That outro is fire. Losses is good. Pain, 1993. Excluding Cardi's part is you know solid. You know he's got some other hits. I mean, but you know they're throwaways, so they're good for throwaways. So that's it's relatively good. You know, if it was you know his main album, then I'd be disappointed, obviously. But you know it's for throwaways, I'll take it. And Yeah, I mean, everything else, like, there's, I mean, I look at, I'm definitely not bigger into music, as big as into music these days, because I just don't think it's as good. Like, honestly, DaBaby is huge, and I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's that good.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, in the same way, I don't really listen to that much hip-hop or rap anymore, or really just music in general, to be honest. I think that's a natural thing that a lot of people say is like, isn't every generation basically does that now? Like, basically the new music isn't as good as the music that we listen to. I think that's probably just going to be a cycle for the end of time. But I will say that, you know, DaBaby, I've never listened to like his albums, but just from what I've heard, I'm like, this is nothing mind blowing. The same thing with Roddy Ricch. I know you like Roddy Ricch.
I can't really even
have an opinion. It's just a couple of songs I have heard. I'm like, this is not like blowing me away. Like, it's pretty good, but like, this is like the best that we can do nowadays is Roddy Ricch and DaBaby. Like, those are going to be the two main guys.
Like, that's the thing.
You can't do better than that. That's
so, yeah. So my thing is that like Roddy Ricch is the leader of the new school. I think he's phenomenal. His album's phenomenal. Everything he touches just goes on top of the charts. And for a good reason, though, because like he could sing rap. He's very flexible. He has a lot of variations of sounds. He's just very talented, and he's just exploded. Somehow The Box is still like charting up there. I don't know like what the official charts are, but he's number 4 on Apple Music, like most streams. I don't know like how the top charts on Apple Music work, but The Box is somehow up there still. It's been 7 months, which is insane for just like a rap song. And I don't even think that might not be the best song on the album, which is crazy. Like, I don't think it's that good. Like, it's not that amazing. It's kind of whatever. Anyway, but speaking of another baby, Lil Baby, I think he took a new step, like a step into like the elite category of rap with The Bigger Picture. I told you about it. And basically, I wanted to mention this last podcast because that's when it dropped. It dropped like that a week or two ago. And basically, he addresses like all the issues that are going on. And he's like, sounds like well educated about everything. He like names both sides, talks about both sides, like makes both points and everything about it. In like this really chilling way. Yet, like the lyrics are phenomenal. The flow is phenomenal. The beat is phenomenal. It's just like a great song. Right now, it's the number one song on Apple Music. I don't know. Like, I don't know if people are like, I don't know what the radio does. I haven't listened to the radio in like 5 years, maybe 7 years. I don't know. I don't listen to the radio. When I'm in the car, I play my own shit because I am a better DJ. You know, I have better taste in music. So I don't know what the radio plays these days. So I'm interested to see. I'm wondering if they play that Lil Baby's song, because it's like, it is, even though it's like a fire rap song, it's like, it's political. So I'm wondering if they play that song. I'm assuming they do, but who knows? I wonder how radio stations are doing, actually. Because
that's an interesting question.
Like, because obviously, you know, people, the lack of commuting to work definitely had to take a huge hit. I mean, I would say 90% of the people stop commuting to work. I don't even know how to listen to the radio outside of the car.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm sure you could go onto like hot97.com and listen to like a live feed for free. But like, am I going to listen to the radio on my computer? Yeah. Like, no shot.
That's like so many other options. I mean, we have YouTube. Like, we just go on YouTube and just like YouTube also. A little shout out to them. They are a great DJ. Like, you just play like one song that you like, and the next like
get up that next, algorithm going.
Oh man, algorithm is fucking fire. It just knows. It honestly just knows.
And I just love YouTube. Like, everyone's like, you know, oh, do we really want like to have these algorithms just feed us like stuff that we're interested in? And I'm like, yeah, that's basically what I've decided that I want, because I'll just go onto YouTube and I'll scroll for, you know, a minute and there's just 45 videos. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty much interested in like 35 of those videos I just saw. So they figured it out, those guys.
You know what's really interesting is, I think, have you heard K-pop?
I've never actually listened to, well, I can't say that for sure, but I don't make it a habit to listen to K-pop music. I know what it is, and I know that like the BTS, that like group, is like whatever the most popular group seemingly on like planet Earth, but I don't even really know what the music actually sounds like, to answer your question.
Yeah, so I don't know either, but I'm like, I was just like looking at the YouTube trending, and there's this, I don't know, this band or whatever you want to call it, called Blackpink.
Okay.
Who uploaded a teaser video to their music video, I guess. That's only 15 seconds long.
Sure.
How many of you? Okay. So, and Beyonce released her new single, okay, Black Parade, the same day.
Okay.
All right. So Beyonce.
Wait, so let me guess. So how the videos were posted on the same day? How many days ago? Like 2-3 days ago?
One day.
Yesterday. Okay. So they were posted on Saturday. Beyonce's is an actual video of her new single.
Let's just say Friday. Yeah. Because it says one day ago. So I think it's probably
2 days ago. Right.
Yeah.
And with Beyonce's video, it's literally her new single and it's a music video. And
it's not a music video. It's
just like the audio with like a picture.
I believe it's just the audio.
And so you're saying this K-pop group is just like a 15 second snippet. And is that a video of their music video or 15
it's,
second?
Yeah, it's like a 15 like, second snippet of just like
their video that's going to come out.
Yeah,
I would predict that video has 60 million and Beyonce's has 15 million.
Okay. you said 60 million?
60 million for K-pop snippet and 15 million for the Beyonce new single.
All right. Well, I mean, you're way off, but you have the right.
You have the right percentage. I was respecting the K-pop fans.
Like that's the thing. Like okay, so it's 9 million views for this K-pop thing.
Okay.
And then 2 million for Beyonce. But that's like really good in like this span of time.
Yeah.
Like usually over time, they get like crazy, crazy views. Like 10 million is like, I'm looking at the list and nothing is even close to that. Like that's trending. Like these are like the most popular videos in the last like day or two. And this blows everything out of the water. Everything except Ozuna, actually, he's got 9 million on his music video, which he posted like 2 days ago. So he has like a day ahead. But like, I mean, Beyonce versus like this a 15 second K-pop thing. Like, I mean, the hype is real for this black pink thing or whatever this is. But yeah, I just saw it. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess I don't even know. Like I said, I can't really speak about it because I know, like I'm understanding. It's like every time you go on Twitter and there's some random term that's like number one trending on Twitter and you're like, I don't even know what this means. You can guarantee you click on it and it's just like a bunch of GIFs of like people like what I presume are South Korean people like dancing. And I'm just like, these people, it obviously has a huge fan base. I've never listened to the music. So I'm not hating on it. I'm sure it's super catchy. It's just basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just South Korea's version of pop music. So yeah. I can see it being super catchy. I got no problem with the K-pop stands, the K-pop movement. We don't want to make the wrong enemies here. You know, they're a very powerful force. We don't want them to hate on our podcast. So shout out to K-pop.
Because I keep seeing like this Korean guy on like these GIFs on Twitter. And I just don't understand it. Like it's like not even like relevant to the post, but I guess it is because they're so big. They just like post it and they're like, oh, it's, you know, the K-pop guy doing something.
And a lot of times the videos will be like the caption, like the thing that someone types will be like LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, like Kanye West. And then it's just like this guy dancing. It's like a K-pop guy, I guess. I'm like, what is the point of this? I guess.
But then it gets like a bunch of like engagement and reactions and likes and stuff. I don't know. Like, okay.
We're behind the times, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I mean, other news. Dave Portnoy is killing it in day trading. He's, you know, changing.
Is he actually, though? I mean, to be honest, obviously not knowing anything about it, like, what is the actual analysis of what he is doing?
Like, real shit?
Yeah, like, what is actual like, real shit? Outside of the memes, obviously, everyone, you know, Prez is great. Everyone loves him. He's highly entertaining. But, like, what's, and I'm not, like, a hardo where it's like, oh, dude, you're not actually da-da-da-da-da. Like, I literally like, don't care.
I know people who make million. Yeah. I know people who make more than that. Like, yeah, that guy
on Twitter who said he knows people who make $1 million a day profit on the stock market. So it's like, why are you even on Twitter then, bro? Why don't you ask them for a job in that case? But, yeah, I'm just curious. I'm just out of curiosity. I'm curious what the actual, as far as you can see it, is what is like the reality of what's going on. He's basically put a bunch of money into the stock market, and it's sort of like, hey, it seems like it's mostly working, but it's kind of impossible for – just go. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just go.
So basically the true reality is, the hard truth is that he put a shitload of money in the airline stocks and cruises and whatnot, and he was down like 60%. Like, he was just getting crushed, but he kept averaging down, so his cost basis was lower. And they all he just basically timed it right to where they all spiked like 100%. So he made like, I think he's up, let's say 20%, but he was down 60. So I think he's up 25% at his peak. So, but at this time, it was like during like this, the market's like huge run where it was just like easy to make money. So, I mean, it's like basically all he's doing is just, I guess it's just like, it's not like luck, but it's not skill. You know, it's just like, it is what it is. You know, like if he basically, what's going to happen is that like, if he keeps trading, if he's actually trading, he's going to lose like a shitload of money. He's going to lose all his money. But at the moment, like when, like basically if the market starts tanking or just even goes down like a little bit, he's probably going to lose it all. But you know, unlike the fun side,
sell to like hilarious. Once if you buy into a stock, what like once it goes up 100%, whatever, like wouldn't you sell? Can't you just sell at a certain point and then you make back what you put in and then just ride it out from there? So it's like, even if the company that you invested in goes bankrupt, the worst that could happen is you break even. Do you know what I'm saying? Can you like protect your gains basically by just cashing out once it goes up 100%?
Yeah. I mean, that's like the smart thing to do. See, the thing is, if he's just like, and if he invested this money and wasn't trading it, then he would actually make money. But since he's trading it, he's going to lose it all because he thinks like, in a funny way that he knows that he's like smarter than the market.
It's just sports, like, gambling is what it seems to be. It's just a vacuum. He can't gamble
if you don't
sports,
know. So now if you don't gambling. Know what you're doing.
Right. That's if you don't have the knowledge of actually what's going on, you're basically just guessing. So it's the same thing with sports. It's like, even if you're a somewhat casual fan of sports, or even if you know a lot about sports, it's extremely hard to consistently make money over a long enough period of time. You could have like a hot 2 weeks or whatever, but if you stay with it for over a long period of time and you're not like a genius, you're not going to, at least my understanding is, you're probably not going to come out ahead. And I say most people would just say, well, it's just something fun and entertaining and it makes the sports more fun to watch. And I don't really care all that much. You spend money on something, right? And if somebody loses, you know, $500 a year, sports gambling, like, who am I to say like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, that's so irresponsible? If it makes, you know, their life a lot more enjoyable and the sports they watch a lot more entertaining, who cares? But it just sort of seems like a similar idea for people who are like trading day to day to day to day every day for months and months and years and years. If you don't have any knowledge, well, I guess over that period of time you would gain some knowledge, but in someone who's in Dave's position, who just basically was like, okay, I can't gamble on sports, I'll just gamble on the stock market, it's just sort of a, he, like you said, he doesn't have the foundational knowledge, so he's sort of just flying by the seat of his pants. And if he stays in it long enough, that will end up you know, there's going to be a downswing. So, and if he doesn't have the knowledge, then you're just going to get screwed in the long run. Why doesn't he just quit while he's ahead? I guess that's like saying, like, why doesn't someone who is at a casino and is up $200 or whatever just quit while they're ahead? But it's not how life works, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, he basically got in at the right time. And pretty much the stock market is fixed to where in a 40-year period, if you invest money, you're going to make money. Like, it's not going to go down. It's just going to keep going up and up
it's
and up.
It's America. Like, I mean, come on. It's
just, yeah. I mean, with everyone, like, with the retirement plans and 401ks. Yeah. It just is what it is. Like, it's so obvious. Just, like, take the red pill. Just realize that. And just, like, invest in your 401k. Just buy, you know, the S&P 500. And, you know, you will make money 100%.
It's not investment advice. Don't we have to put some sort of disclaimer?
Yeah. I'm not a financial advisor.
We don't know what we're talking about. Don't take this advice. This is not real. This is not advice. This is just a total nonsense discussion. And first of all, honestly, but the honest truth is that if you're taking advice from us, then, you know, you deserve what's coming to you. Okay. It's not advice.
So that's that. But like on the other side of it, it's hilarious. Like, he is, like, obviously he's like very charismatic, and
he's hilarious, dude. He's gotta be one of the funniest.
He's just hilarious.
He's just legitimately hilarious. And I'm someone who will be like, I'll not like necessarily like I'll sometimes watch stand up comedians who are quote unquote, like, this is the funny stand up comedian. And I'll watch like one of their specials or one of their videos, and I'll sort of
I don't
be
find
like,
them funny.
A lot of them I don't find funny, but like very rarely do I actually, even if I do find them funny, it's more sort of like, that was pretty clever, you know?
Humorous.
What?
That was humorous?
Yeah, like, oh yeah, okay, okay, that was a joke, a nice little joke. Rarely do you ever be like, oh man, that was hilarious, where you're actually laughing. But with a lot of Dave's content, especially early on with his day trading stuff, when he was just losing it on camera, like, it was just legitimately hilarious. Like, it's just so funny. It's just so funny. It's funnier than like a lot of stand-up comedians, 100%.
Oh my God, I'd so much rather watch Dave pretty much do anything than these like stand-up comedians.
I don't know.
It seems so forced, like the stand-up comedic stuff. I don't know. I've never like seen like a Netflix special, like even like Dave Chappelle or like some funny guy that it's just like, oh, Netflix comedy special with Jerry Seinfeld. And I've never been like an hour long. I'm like, God, that's a long time. Like, just, you know, tell me the good jokes or something. You know.
Clip this into a 5 minute
through an hour
video. I went to see Dave Chappelle at Radio City Music Hall, and I went to see Jerry Seinfeld at the Beacon Theater. And what I will say is that Jerry Seinfeld was hilarious, highly enjoyable, well worth the money. I'm glad that I went. Dave Chappelle was pretty funny, and I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, to be clear. He wasn't as funny as Jerry Seinfeld, but there's like a couple of specials that Dave Chappelle has on YouTube. I think it's Paid in Full and then Killing Them Softly, I think they're both called. They're like a 45 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour each, probably from like 15 years ago, whatever, that are super hilarious. So there are some funny stand-up comedians, funny specials where I do think it's worth it to sit through it for 45 minutes, but the vast majority of them, I would say no. And I went to the Comedy Cellar in New York City, and Hannibal Buress was the headliner for that night. And I was like, oh, okay, why not? Like, and his tickets were like pretty cheap. I want to say like $20. It was like a really enjoyable night. But Hannibal Buress was like the least funny of all the comedians. Maybe not the least funny, but there were people who went on before him who like blew him out of the water. Like, I don't know if he was like maybe just like, oh, I'm famous, and maybe he was just like sort of winging it.
Got his money.
Yeah, he got his money. Maybe he was just winging it. He wasn't taking it seriously. Maybe he just got him on a bad night. It wasn't like he wasn't funny, but there was like a guy who, you want to know what's funny is that you saw Joker, right? Movie,
of course, the new one.
Yeah, you know the part where I don't remember the exact part, but when he first goes to like perform his stand-up routine, right, and he like just chokes basically, and like his girlfriend, who it's actually just spoiler alert, like it's just all in his head, she's in the stands. You remember that part? There was a stand-up comedian who was on stage before he went on, and he was telling a joke. And I like tripped out in the theater. I was like, I feel like, have I heard this joke before? Like, have I heard this stand-up comedian before? And the guy in the movie, in Joker, the stand-up comedian who was doing his routine, did that same routine at the Comedy Cellar when I went, and it was hilarious. So shout out to that guy. I don't even know what, I'm going to look up what his name is.
A little quick shout out.
Yeah, it was a whole thing about how he's like a history teacher, but he's like tough but fair. Oh God, it was so funny. I think it was Sam Morril. I think this is it. He was tall. No, don't think it was him.
Gary, whoever it is.
Gary Goldman. All right.
Enjoy this fame.
Yeah, enjoy your clout, okay? Yeah, it was Gary Goldman. Shout out to him. 49 years old, American stand-up comedian. Yeah,
that's a good name.
Yeah, good
comedian. I like the Goldman last name.
Goldman?
Coleman. No, is it Goldman or Coleman?
No, it's not Coleman. It's not like Tevin Coleman. It's Goldman, like G-U-L, man.
Yeah.
Not as good as Coleman. Let's be honest. Let's be honest here.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. What do you got? A dog in your house, huh?
There's
you got thin
bunch
walls
of
over there, huh?
I mean, I got my apartment windows open, and you know, there's just dogs all around that they're just letting loose. So they're just yelling at whatever. Who knows? Who knows these days? I mean, geez. Sure. I mean, it's really tough because it's like I don't want to put my AC on. But it's like if I have my windows open, I got these dogs barking.
Why don't you want to put your AC on?
I mean, I don't want to like all day.
Okay, fair enough.
Run up the electricity bill, but like
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Athlete X is using fake weights.
Now, that was something interesting. What did you think about that? For people who don't know, Athlete X is like the biggest fitness YouTuber. Has like 10 million subscribers. I'm a huge fan. He's great, and it's pretty clear that he. I mean, where do you land on it? I want to hear where you land on it. I think we talked about it a little bit. So
we talked about it a little bit, but pretty much. Let me see, like his. Okay, let me see his likes. His Harry. So he posted a video today. I'm gonna see his like to dislikes. Oh, okay. So basically,
copyright infringement.
Yeah. basically, he was accused of being. I don't know the full story.
I know the full story. Do you want me to just run through it quickly?
Yeah.
He basically some random YouTube. Or it's really bizarre. Like I saw all
was
like
it Greg Doucette.
No. So there's like a couple layers to it. There was the Greg Doucette and like the Vegans Gains layer of like other fitness YouTubers like commenting and bringing light to like these allegations. But I went to like to the source material of the channel who like first quote unquote exposed this. And basically, it was just some random guy, and his channel is bizarre. It started like 6 months ago. He has like 20 videos that he's just making fun of, basically, Athlete X, basically. But anyway, he showed videos of Athlete X over the years, and it was like three or four different videos. One of him doing like a barbell bicep curl, one of him doing like squats, one of him doing like a deadlift, and one of him doing bench press. And it was just so clearly. The weights were fake. Like he was repping out like 315 on bench press, like just with ease on flat bench. And it like, but the bar was like wobbling while he was doing it. And it was like uneven. Like it was so, you know, what a 315 bench is, how it's supposed to move. When you see someone on a YouTube video doing a 315 bench, like it's barely supposed to be moving because it's so heavy. And he was just like repping it out easily. So I guess that was like the big exposure. But my perception is like, I don't really care because Athlete X is not like a power lifter and I never cared. I never went to Athlete X videos because I'm like, this guy lifts a lot of weight or like, man, I'm so impressed by his bench or his deadlift or yada, yada, yada. I'm just right. Like, this guy gives sick advice. He seems to, you know, obviously fitness and health and, you know, your body and joints and muscles super complicated. So I'm sure there's some things over the years that he said that weren't quite right. But generally speaking, it seems like, you know, he knows what he's talking about. And he has like a lot of tips for the gym that I've implemented and I've seen the difference. So
a lot is an understatement.
Yeah, a lot is an understatement. He has like a nonstop waterfall of content to the point where it's hard to
write a book.
Yeah, he can't.
He has so much knowledge. He couldn't write a book. It's just too much.
Yeah. Which is, that's almost like a negative of his channel, is that you literally have to be like, I'm picking this one thing and I'm like implementing it into my routine, because otherwise it's just a constant stream of like, oh, that's a sick idea. That's a sick idea. That, and you just never implement it. Like the biceps master tip, we'll never forget that. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
It literally is game changer. You'll never work out your biceps the same ever again. And it makes a clear, it made a clear difference. After like years of working out, it made a clear difference.
And his name is great too, Athleen. Like, it's just perfect. Because, I mean, obviously, like, it's for athletes who want to lean out, and that's what he is. And the X too. I mean, the X is just cool.
Right. X is a cool letter in general. Well, so what was your reaction to it though? Are you on the same page as me? Right. Like, you didn't really care that much, or how did you feel?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Like, I've never looked at, there are guys like the influencers, let's say like Christian Guzman, less Christian Guzman, because now he's more of a brand with like Alphalete. Love Christian Guzman, phenomenal guy. But like guys like, let's say Brandon Harding, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's like a 23-year-old guy who actually admitted to taking steroids, which is great because it was a great tactic because everyone denies it. They're like, oh, I'm natural. But instead, he admitted it, and then people loved him even more for being honest, that he like gained like another, like, I don't know, let's say like 100 or 200,000 views on like all his videos. So he made the right move there.
Yeah.
And he got like no backlash for that. So
why
then
would he get backlash? The only backlash any fitness YouTuber ever gets is for claiming fake natty. Like, I mean, for being a fake natty, basically.
Right.
Like, nobody would ever claim fake natty. That'd be hilarious. But like, nobody really cares that much. If like you said, this guy just came out, like, there's basically zero risk into doing that. Like, if I was advising him and I was his manager, I'll be like, dude, of course, just be honest, like, and just be transparent, and like, nobody will care. People will be like, oh, nice, man, I appreciate it. Everyone else is lying. And you could just be like, dude, my advice or whatever is still going to apply to you, whether you are natural or not. But just, you know, I want to give you guys full disclosure to not get your hopes up that your physique is going to look like mine just if you follow my advice, because it's not, because you're not on drugs. Like, yeah, I would 100% appreciate that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So yeah, like him, if he was using fake weights, I'd be like, all right, I mean, that's like a bit, that's, you know, that's tarnishes his reputation.
If part of the appeal of your channel is how much you lift, then using fake weights is a huge controversy. Yeah. A huge controversy.
Like, I don't think I've ever actually looked at the weight.
Never.
The amount of weight.
Not even one time. Not even one single time did I care how much Athlete X. I'm not even looking at the weight. I'm just listening to what he's saying.
And like his form and everything. That's like, yeah, the weight is just like the last thing. He could be doing like 10 pounds. It doesn't really matter, because I'm just focused on what he's saying and his form, and, you know, just like how to do it. Cause he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's talking about. Everyone tries to be like him. Everyone has like, tries to make the play on names with him.
I mean, you know, the muscle marker, bro. I mean, come on. It's iconic.
Yeah.
It's like
genius. Doing it forever.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. I mean, he's just like the OG, and he's still like the god. He's like the Drake of fitness YouTube, man.
I mean, he's another thing is to that point of being like Drake, he's just too big to fail, whereas like he could have just ignored this completely and it would have had zero effect on his career or life or anything, which is a little weird that he responded to like one of them. Because I was like, why did you do that, man? And he did kind of come off like a little butthurt and a little, I didn't love his response that he came up with, but it didn't change how I think of him. I think he's just, a lot of people are attacking him, so definitely doesn't feel good to just be having everyone coming at you left and right, so.
Yeah, and like every major YouTuber made a video about him.
Of course, they're going to they need that engagement.
Yeah, but looking at his most recent video, that hasn't affected him at all.
No.
The like to dislike ratio is phenomenal. Comments are all, you know, positive and funny. Like, nothing about the fake weights.
He's probably deleting like comments that have certain keywords in it. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, but who cares?
I'm not sure if you can do that, but like,
that should be there's a feature, so many comments. Right?
That would be smart. Yeah. That would be smart, but like, I don't even think people really care.
No.
Honestly, I think it's just like, it was just like a 1 week thing. Like, oh shit. It's like surprising, but then they realize like that's not really what he's about.
Like, and if the controversy for him, like, I don't even know what a controversy for him would be like in terms of fitness related. Not obviously, like, if he murdered someone, that would be different, but it would have to
if
be
he
that
just
like
made
he's
everything up. I don't know.
That, yeah, like, that I he's guess. Like not a personally like a trainer up. Or like he doesn't know anything basically. But it doesn't seem to be the case. The skeleton that he uses is not a real skeleton. I don't know. Yeah, but it just dovetails into nicely the news that I got yesterday that my gym's opening up July 7th. So that's great news.
There you go. There you go.
Definitely be implementing some of his tips.
So yeah, so that's pretty much all we got to do today. All we have today, Kevin's about to go write a. Did you just tweet right now? 2 minutes ago.
Big Cat. Yeah, I can multitask. I'm locked in. I can multitask. I need this engagement, bro.
So Kevin's about to write a new Coach Doug's blog.
So here's a quick thing to talk about, and we literally have like 2 minutes because I'm gonna have to get off to watch this, but. He's doing a doubleheader for Coach Doug's, right? Tonight.
A doubleheader,
as it's called across the land. Only issue is tomorrow he's doing an entire stream of the third season at Tennessee. So he's playing like 10 games tomorrow. I don't know how the hell I'm going to write about that, but I'm going to figure it out. I don't know what I'm going to do for that is basically my idea. Like it's kind of, I don't know. How much work do I have to do tomorrow? It's going to be a balance. We're going to figure it out, though.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
So make sure you check those out. I did a little post on Portnoy being a phenomenal trader, the greatest trader of all time. Check that out. Kevin got a whole series of the Coach Doug's posts. And, oh, yeah, and I hope you – you know, give a little shout out to, you know, the new logo and avatar that you're listening to right now.
Yep.
You know, let us know. Let us know what you think. You know, we're changing. We're always upgrading the brand. We're for the people.
I feel like this was a step up. It was a clear step up. Whether it's what we settle on forever, I would have no problem with that. But you never know what the future holds. But I think it was a clear step up.
Yeah, I think like the longevity for this one is there for sure.
I agree.
So, I mean, listen, you know, get with the brand, appreciate the brand, give us some shout outs, and we'll give you some shout outs back. You know, we're here and we're not going anywhere.
All right. Leo from Wolf of Wall Street.
All right. We will see you next week.
All right.
Peace.